Welcome to The Watchman. Get ready for awakening teachings on the end times, Bible prophecy, and on the times and seasons in which we live. The King is coming. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Nothing compares to... Man, at least choir people smart today. Smart, ain't they? Praise the Lord. So, nothing compares to the promise that we have in Him. Hallelujah. And it's a promise. Glory to God. It's a what? Now, the thing about the pursuit of God is that He has a way of giving promises that come and require that you ignore the reality that is there. And now the thing about the world and the God of this world is He actually comes with things which seem to be quick and there and then. Take it right now, receive it, you know, you don't have to wait here. And then now God is giving a promise of something which is, you know, which is grander. Now you see that across the world there's an attempt by, especially by science, to try and show that all the things that are promised by God can be created by men without the need of God. You've seen that, eh? So now they're even bringing people back from the dead. Have you seen that? Apparently, you go and check, they are bringing people back from the dead. They are prolonging people's lives to hundreds and hundreds of years. It is going to be that way. They are doing all these things to show that you actually do not need God to have eternal life. Praise the Lord. So now they are making the promise of God look more unappealing to people who are not grounded in what they are doing. Okay? Because the things which God promised, imagine you're here believing God for divine health. And then they say, no, there is this thing you can take and you cannot get sick. Your body basically is, you know, immune to sickness. And then this one you cannot die, and then what? And so all the things which God has promised us in the word, they are trying to show that science can replicate them without the need of God. But then, now, that's when we actually have to hold on to the promise of God. Praise the Lord. Because it's deceptive. It's purely deceptive. And they can achieve a lot of things, and they will actually achieve a lot of things. But more than anything, they will achieve the issue of taking so many people away from the path of God, which at times seems to be, you know, a bit pro, you know, yeah, you have to, nothing compares to the pro, you have to believe that actually nothing compares to the promise that He has. If something starts to compare to that promise, then you are in serious trouble in your mind, praise the Lord. Then you are actually in serious trouble because, man, the distractions of the world are many. And also now many are the battles in the world out there. I was seeing today that, now they have moved to classify in America, classify Christians as highly potential terrorists. So they have to curb what they say and what they do because, you know, I was seeing that, and it was actually raised in their Congress by a few Democrats, of course, saying that, you know, we have to curb this Christianity and so on. And now, what they first do in all things is they first curb the speech, the ability of people to project what it is that they believe that is contrary to what the spirit of this world wants to be projected. And now you see the problem with Christians is they do not understand how important it is for you to say something that is different. You understand? Even to yourself, even to the walls in your room, just say it. Just say it, because when it is not said, it is extinguished. Praise the Lord. I remember I was listening to some man of God who was saying that he was in this place where he was so discouraged, despondent, you know, places that so many of us have been to, and his was financial, although now he's known to be the richest pastor in the world, and people get angry when he has, you know, He says he wants to buy another private jet and so on. But he said that at that point, and you see, you get to that place where you're, man, when is something going to happen? I've been waiting for this. It's not coming. It's not coming. Every time I look to be on the verge of something, then something pops up and that thing seems to be taken away. And then you end up back in the place of discouragement. So he's there complaining, grumbling. And we've all been there where you're grumbling. And now he said that the Lord told him that, come on, give me something to work with. Give me something to work with. Say something positive. And I start from there. I just need a word from you. And I will work with that. Okay? Just a word. Just, he said, I just need a word from you. And I start working with that. Now what you're giving me there is nothing. I can't work with that. You're grumbling. You're what? I know there are kings of grumbling, kings of cursing, kings of doing those things in church. Amen? And I do not know that even if you're a believer and spirit-filled, your words actually empower the devil to go and do havoc. Or empower the Holy Spirit, depending on what kind of words you're issuing. Amen? You've seen those churches where they say, where they sit down and pray and say, now all the people who left this church, they are going to Kusirana. You know, the nothing is going to work out and what? And, you know, yeah, and they are praying. And they even somewhere pray in tongues. But they are actually issuing curses. Now, the funny thing is, those things actually work. But those prayers are not answered by the Holy Spirit. Amen? The Holy Spirit, you cannot make the Holy Spirit do things which are outside of his character. So you cannot make him curse somebody. That's not who he is. Who do you think you are? To tell the author of love that you curse that person because he left my church. No, he's not going to. Okay? So he will not answer prayers or do not accomplish things which are outside of his character. Of course, if you say now, bless that person, then the Spirit of God says, yeah, I'll do that because that's me. And so on. But then, the funny thing is, those prayers actually work. Because there is nowhere where believers can stand and issue a word and it does not have an impact. It has. But the thing is, it empowers the enemy because now that is in his character. And now your words still have power even when they are fake. Even when they are said in the bad spirit, they still have power. So you will issue words and you speak things which are bad about people because maybe they did this, the person left the church. Who told you people are supposed to die in your church? Anyhow, but, and I've seen those things, and you know, and the reason I got to know this some time ago, so many years ago when I left, still the same thing, eh? I left a particular church because I felt like I'd grown past the church. So I left it. So there was a prayer meeting about me. And it was led by the pastor's wife. So she started, said, and they put my name out there. Eh? And then they started unleashing. Now, here is the interesting thing. It might be like a joking thing, but actually people fall into serious havoc because of those prayers. Eh? Now, the thing, though, is, of course, I was of a bit of a higher spiritual level. So all they did is, I dreamt when people were boxing with me at night, especially the pastor's wife, boxing with me at night. And then I even hammered her a knockout. Eh? And... But now the thing is, if it finds somebody who is actually a child, you can cause havoc and a lot of serious havoc. Now the thing is, a lot of people, the words that the havoc they cause is mostly to themselves, eh, before even they cause it to other people. Amen? Because they still do not understand, and it is still not really, really ingrained in us, eh, how powerful it is for us to project. It's actually the devil seems to know that these people, when they say something, so close them here, close them here, close them out of this channel, close them out of this channel, so that everybody comes and the only thing they are listening to is one message, one message, one message. And by the way, that's the worst kind of dictatorship. Because, you know, I was telling somebody, Africa is where we have the biggest democracy right now. Because for us, the tyranny is temporary, you understand? We know who the tyrant is, and we know he's almost going to die. Okay? Go and say that Kableta said the tyrant in this country is going to what? Yeah. Okay, now, I said that for the benefit of one person, eh? And I can see him, eh? Because you see they come here. Now, anyhow, here is the point, eh? But the worst kind of tyranny is society tyranny, where it is not somebody in power, it is your neighbor who is saying, you cannot say anything about homosexuals. You're homophobic. You're what? You're what? Now, then they put you in a corner, eh, without any tyrant there. It is the society that is actually pushing you in a corner, where you say, I'm almost like the way it was, you know, the days of Daniel, where people come and say, no, we don't want anybody to pray to anybody else, you see. And now they push you into a corner, and now you're not scared of somebody who has guns, because that one is temporary, okay? You're scared of your neighbor. Now, you see what has happened. The other day I was seeing somebody talking about how what COVID has done to, and he said that all these COVID measures, eh, and you're scared of even holding somebody's hands. And now that tyranny entering you inside. So you look at somebody and say, you'd rather be scared of somebody who is going to die. Eh? Praise the Lord. But you imagine now you're scared of society. What will they say? What will they think? So now this person says you went to the supermarket, not here. Thankfully here people know this, you know. But in those countries, eh, people are even not talking to each other. Now they're like zombies. You know, actually, people have been made into zombies through COVID restrictions. Eh? So now people are walking like this. And they go somewhere and they're in a supermarket. You can't even say hi. You can't even ask. You can't do what. You know, you just go quietly, do your thing, and quietly go home. You understand? Eh? And now, man, the devil is laughing. Laughing all the way to I don't know where. Does he have a bank account? Because, like, you've created tyranny out of society. And now people are not even scared of somebody in power. They are scared of their neighbor. They are scared of somebody there. They are scared of, you know. And actually I've seen that also in, of course, tyrants also know how to do that. They create security. Eh? Spies all over. They are spies. So now you're even scared. Now the thing is, if you actually get to a point where you're scared of spies, eh, then you're in serious trouble. Because now the tyrant is coming from there to here. Praise the Lord. But now for us, we have freedom where? Here. And nobody is going to put their tyrant in my spirit or in my heart. Praise the Lord. Now, but you see, if they can close out every space as they are doing right now. You know, the funny thing is this. When I was, we're here excited about Trump second term and what, eh? Then my son came and told me, but dad, are you sure Trump is going to win? I told him why. He said, I dreamt when Biden had won, and then he introduced a new world order. Now the other day he sent me a WhatsApp message when Biden was on the pulpit saying, now this, we are entering into a new world order. Then he said, you see, that's my dream. By that time when he said, I said, ah, you keep quiet, eh, man. This is the man. Eh? But the guy said, this is it. But the thing is this. Eh? Let me tell you something. Those people, regardless of what they do, eh, the honest truth is, Acts chapter 19, verse 20. So the word of God grew mightily and prevailed. Praise the Lord. And did what? What prevailed? The word. Now, the only thing, the only power they have is their word. Okay, any power. But now, when you stand up and speak a word contrary, like you are actually disarming, you look, listen, eh? Do not mind about. And here is the important thing, which we children of God have to understand. I remember one time my brother telling me a story of how he went and he was supposed to buy something from a man who was known to be a mufere. You know, like a man who is a mufere. You know, like somebody, the whole town knows this man is what? Is a serious mufere. So he was notorious. He would even sell somebody a car which is parked outside there, which he doesn't even know the owner. You go and park your car outside on the street. So he comes and tells somebody, I'm selling a car. He does not even have the keys. He has nothing. Then the guy brings the money and then he kufiras him. When you come and enter the car, the guy says, you're entering my car. He says, which car? This is my car. Then he leaves you there, sort yourselves. Eh? Then for him, he goes, he was that kind of mufere. Now, so my brother told me one day they entered into a deal with him. And the guy took his money. He was supposed to deliver something. And of course, did not deliver. So now, you know, he could not, you know, that sort of money which you, it's paining you, eh? So he went to pray, and then he told me something which actually helped me. He said the Lord told him, don't worry about him, eh? You deal with, you handle the devil who uses him, eh? And he just, the Lord just gave him that revelation that you leave that man alone. You handle the devil who uses him. And you deal with that. So when my brother was praying, he was telling the devil that you cannot steal my money. These ones are just, you know, operatives. Operatives of who? Of the devil, eh? This Biden, who will get what? Don't worry about them. When you speak your word, it has power in the spirit. And those people get their power from the spirit. So deal with the devil. That's where your power is. Your power is not on Biden. He's just an operative of a fallen angel. You understand? Eh? So that's where the power is. The power is you deal with the force that is behind them. And you don't let yourself stop speaking. That we are victorious. We wind up on top. The word of God reigns supreme. They cannot, you cannot extinguish the church. Because now they have gone for the church, as I've told you. So now he went and started talking to, you know, telling the devil, huh? Okay, you know this cooperative of yours, eh? I'm of course paraphrasing, eh? He cannot steal my money. Now let him find other clowns to what? Steal money from, eh? But I am not one of the people whom you know, send your what. Now the funny thing is my brother told me one day, the man called him. He came very, and he found the man in his shop very angry. I don't know what happened. Very angry. And then his wife was there. He said, let her give you your money and you go. And don't come back here again. Very angry. And the man gave him the money without any quarrel. I don't know what he saw. Maybe he saw something. I don't know. But but he came, he just called him and gave him his money. Now, there is a very powerful trick, because there are some people whom you do not care about. Eh? Worry about, because your power is over the source of their power. Not them. Praise the Lord. Not who? Not them. You know when you don't understand now, somebody was telling me the other day that he had gone to pray. Then he saw, he's coming from praying, then he saw somebody standing there like this. You know, in a secluded place where you don't expect anybody because it's late at night. So he said, is that a human being or a spirit? Now, the interesting thing is that most people would prefer it's a human being. But now this person said, I wish it's a spirit, because that one I have power over it. But a human being can hammer you a punch. Now, the thing is, so when he's approaching like this, then the thing standing, then the head went round like this from the neck. Without him turning, the head went round 360 degrees. See, and came back and said, ah, just a spirit. So even just walked past him. Now, the thing is, some of you would be scared of what, the spirit more than of a human being. Eh? That I saw a ghost. But what is a ghost going to do? You understand? But a human being, there are so many things a human being can do. Eh? You can be there with you and full of the spirit and of power. Eh? Then you find a chikanya mani. Whereas a ghost cannot do none of the above. Eh? Praise the Lord. Anyhow, so the thing went around 360 degrees. Zoo. Then he said, ah, just a spirit. Eh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so now the thing is, yet those spirits, as much as like we know that we have power over them, there are people whom they use here on earth who come as if with a lot of power and a lot of authority. And the one thing, as I told you the other time, the one thing they have is they speak. Now, the one thing we have is we do not. Not enough. Not even about our own lives. We do not even speak things in our lives as we ought to. You understand? Eh? Things which build. We do not. And now you see, that's why you know that Jesus says that for every idle word, men will be judged on the day of judgment. Because you can destroy. Let me tell you now, when the church comes together and is unified, and I'm not talking about the whole church, that's never going to happen. Eh? But I'm just talking about a few people, and they're unified, and they utter forth a word. Man, that word comes with power. And now the people who serve the devil know what power there is. So what they do is they will get some members of the church and take them to some places and give them some money, and then they will utter what? Weird things, eh? To kind of neutralize you, eh? Because now here is this servant of the devil. He knows he cannot neutralize what believers are saying. He cannot. As long as they come up and they understand that they have authority in... And you know, here's the thing. When the Lord is teaching you the authority in the word, it starts slowly by slowly. And you understand that this one I can do, this one I can do, this one I can do. And then in time, you realize somebody calls you and says, pray for me for this to happen. Then when you are starting praying, the Lord says, also, you know, you're also praying for that. Just command it to happen. But you see, you've disempowered your own word by saying, God, you know, I pray. No, he says, don't, that one don't pray, just order. Now, I remember somebody came to me one time and told me that he had a lot of money, which somebody owed him a lot of money, and they were not paying. And he had done the work, and he also had, I think, people to pay. You know those things, eh? So he came to me and said that, you know, I want you to pray for me, that my money is paid. Now, I said something. I told him that I remember very well, because it was quite some time ago, and I actually was beginning to understand, like, and how what every one of us should practice, you know, and not ever underestimate the word that you have when you're a child of God, and how powerful it is when it is just spoken, and moreover spoken in what? In a sense of confidence, eh? Of who you are. And I've seen even I've seen people who I remember a gentleman came to me one time and said that he had some guy had lent him money. It's a long story, but some guy had lent him money. Then they went to court. Then the court ruled in favor of this guy, saying that not the other guy who had lent, but this other guy who came to me, who actually owed the other guy money. But somehow court ruled in his favor and what? So, but the other guy had his passport. So now when the guy realized that he had failed in that area, he came, he said, okay, I'll give you your passport tomorrow. So the guy first went and did all these rituals and what? Eh? And then he came and gave him the passport as a point of contact. But the guy knew this, what sort of person this guy is. So he came and said, man, this guy, I don't trust him. Eh? So I told him that, don't worry, you'll be fine. Now, of course, some people, when you say that, they really see that you're taking something very serious, very lightly. Eh? But you see, the devil is never, he's to be taken what? Lightly. So I told him, no, it's not going to happen. And now, here is the point. Eh? Some people will pray, yet God expects you to just pronounce, eh? To proclaim. You have the power to speak something. Praise the Lord. Eh? But of course, it's the level of faith. You remember the man who came to Jesus, eh? And for him, he understood that when you have authority, you don't even need to come. And Jesus was so impressed. He said, don't waste your time coming to my house. Just say a word. And Jesus said, you know that. Now, Jesus, for his sake, because of course there is faith required, was going to go to the house to pray for the man, for the man's servant, for his sake. But when the man understood that Jesus doesn't have to come, Jesus is relieved. He says, so I don't even have to. So you know that I have the authority to speak even without being there. Okay, Chiwede, you go and it's done. So now, of course, it requires sometimes the people whom you're dealing with to understand what you... So to cut a long story short, this man went to sleep. And but he said at night things try to come. I don't know if you had just believed my word. And now that's the thing. If you had just believed my word and gone just like that, nothing is going to happen. Nothing would happen. Witchcraft, piece of cake. You understand, eh? Anything to do with witchcraft, I don't even waste that 1 second in prayer. I just say, it's done. So, anyhow, he suffered at night, but somehow he survived. And at 6 in the morning, the guy called him. Eh? What's his idea? But now he knew what this guy expected to hear. So he told him, ah, that's the Buruji. I've just woken up. I'm here enjoying my coffee before I go to work. Hey, wasuze bulungi zizina suze bulungi lwachi wasuze bulungi. Then the guy hung up, very angry. Now the other guy who came with the money, I hadn't forgotten that story. You know I'm capable of doing that. The other guy who came for the money, who wanted the money, my pay, I told him they are going to pay you before the end of this month. I told him by the end of this month, they are going to pay you the money. Now, I remember the month, it was March. Because I was still learning, I was still getting into a place of where I understand the authority I have in the word that I speak. Now, here is the thing. You can have all the authority, but until you know it, you don't have it. You have nothing. You understand? You have to really know that that one was, I speak a word and it's done. Of course, it also has to be the person you're speaking it to has to have the what? Has to trust in your authority that you can say something. Anyhow, so the gentleman, after some time, I'd even, so I came and told him, so he, anyway, to cut a long story short, he comes with a seed, and so I told him, so when did they pay you the money? He told me, I got the check on 31st March. So I said, eh, so my word came to pass. Now I was just learning. Amen? Eh, I was just learning that actually, sometimes I don't even have to pray. I can just what? Speak a word. Speak the word. Now, but the word has to be followed by some. That's why it's so frustrating dealing with people who come with. And the other day, I think this week, somebody came like that to my man. You don't know what I've been through. Our family, which what we are like this, we what we do this. Of course, there was a whole history of all these things. Our spirit has bands, spirit what, spirit this, spirit that. Now, for me, I'm there actually seated listening courteously, but actually I'm enjoying my coffee. Waiting for her to finish exhausting herself, and I say it is done. It's not going to happen again. Because anything, those things of a spirit, what? Piece of cake. So I'm enjoying my coffee. But of course, if I just tell her, she's not going to trust my word. Amen? So I have to first be as if I have understood. You understand? I have to first be like I've understood her. Because if you just say it flippantly, she'll say, this guy. And of course, if she does not connect with the word, it will not happen. That's the truth. And then she will go and say, I knew. The guy did not even understand my issues. Yet it's actually the one, she's the one who caused the one. So I listened properly and said, hey, so what happened? Then this, then that, then even they did what, then we were young, they took us and we did what. I said, hey, no. Then I drink my coffee, then, you know, they do take us to these things and what. And now the funny thing is, it's difficult to sometimes not behave as if you're what? As if you don't care. Because actually you do. Because it's a very sad story. You understand? Anyhow, so she finishes. Then what? Then I'm, you know, enjoying my coffee. Then I say, now, do you believe that I'm a man of God? Now, do you believe that I carry the power of God? And do you believe that anything to do with witchcraft is like rubbish, child's play, like those are like kids building what with on sand. So she looks at me and says, "Anyway, I didn't tell you the whole story." Now, then now she goes on, "How you know now? Actually, this thing started even for my grandfather." I said, "Hey," and then she went on and on and on and on. Now, when she had finished, you know, the truth is sometimes you have to put up a show, to show people that you're taking things seriously. You understand? So sometimes you know that you will tell somebody, that's not going to happen again. And they will go and they have not believed a single word, they feel frustrated, they have wasted their time, and actually they would have wasted their time. So sometimes, for the sake of them, you have to put up a show. Okay, come, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. What? Then now she says, yeah, now, yeah, this is it. But the truth is, I'm actually doing it for that. Because I just say, it is not going to happen again. And it is not going. Now, my point is this. When we are dealing with these people, we have to understand that we do not deal, the word of God has to prevail. How does it prevail? You see here, the reason this scripture is so important here in Acts is because this was a time when Paul was encountering a whole kingdom of darkness. You understand? And actually coming up against the darkness, and eventually he tumbled it over, and Ephesus became one of the most, the church of the Ephesians became one of the most powerful churches. And it says here how, you remember how they brought witchcraft things and they burnt them and what, where you turn the whole city upside down, and even there was an uproar in the city. You remember that time? There's a big uproar in the city, then the people who do the, you know, the statues of Diana call and say, this man is killing our trade. Now we are no longer going to make any money because this man has convinced people that these are fake gods and so on. Now then they stand up. And then there is a whole uproar in the city that this man has tumbled everything around. And the thing is, the word of God, he just comes and speaks the word of God and he knows what he's doing, and the word prevails and turns the whole system upside down and everything is tumbled over. And now this is the time in which we are living. Because let me tell you, it doesn't matter who, if the person you're speaking the word about is not there. If he's a servant of the devil knows that you spoke a word. And he knows your power maybe even more than you. Praise the Lord. In some of you, the devil knows how much power you have more than yourself. Amen? So you speak the word, this is not going to happen. Uganda belongs to Jesus. We are not going to be given to Bachwezi. We are not from a kingdom of Bachwezi. Now I have said it. Now it has power. I'm not dealing with the person who has guns. No, he's weak. I'm dealing with his master, the devil, who is under my what? Yes. Praise the Lord. Amen. Have you understood? Hey, you don't go for these ones. These ones are just operatives. Eh? You go for the devil who is under our feet. Praise the Lord. And now when you speak that, the next time he goes there, he realizes that the kingdom is crumbling. Because words were issued which came with power. Now they have to be pointing in a certain direction. That's why it's important for the church to have leadership. Where somebody speaks a word and it is acknowledged as the word of God, and the people get it and start, you know, speaking it over and over and over and over again. Praise the Lord. Amen? But if one person is saying this, other is saying this, other is saying the other, they are saying the other, then somehow you confuse your own words because it doesn't. And that, okay, the devil is the master of dividing the church. Because even those who don't know they have any power, they have it. And just because they don't know it, doesn't mean it's not there. It's there. Eh? So the devil will get them and go and get them to do something, to say something. You are God's chosen. Eh? Wangaranga. You understand? Praise the Lord. Hey, but they have power. And now, they're actually conflicting a word which is spoken. So now, that's why it's important to have leadership in the church and acknowledge that there's a sense of leadership. Where somebody comes and speaks a word and everybody just gets that and says, now this is the word for the year. And you go and broadcast that. In such a way, let me tell you, there is nothing, absolutely nothing, because you are injuring the kingdom of the devil without touching his servants. Regardless of how much money they have, how much power they have, how much what, the source of everything is spiritual. Now, you see, I told people when I was doing campaigns and I would meet pastors, and I would tell them, some of you are looking for the devil whom you are going to bind there. The devil is here. Don't think he's up there. He's where? Hey, and I read for them Revelation 12. Eh? Revelation 12. Where what? He's cast down from heaven. Show us. Eh? Where the devil is cast down from heaven. Start from verse 7. Now war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth. He was cast where? Was he cast to hell? He was cast where? Yeah, so he's here. So now, and his angels were cast out with him. So where are the angels also? Here on earth. Now this is not talking about then. This is talking about the time we are living. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. Okay. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the what? They overcame by what? And the what? Word of their testimony. By the blood of the Lamb, that one we know. The word of their testimony. Of where you stand up and speak something against everything. And you say, no, this is not going to happen. This is not going to happen to me. I am not like that. I am. And you're issuing forth a word. And now the word goes with the power of the Spirit of God. If it is a word of God. And if it is in line with what God is doing. Praise the Lord. And they did not love their lives to the death. Go ahead. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil has come down to you having great wrath. Because he knows that he has a short what? Short time. Now here is the thing. The devil comes here on earth. Now in form of a person. In form of somebody selling you a business idea. In the form of a presidential candidate, a parliamentary candidate, or what? Now, everything, the affairs of the devil are right here on earth in the form of a television channel. Now, you think when I see CNN, what do I see? Now, I don't have to cast the devil in there. No, he's here in my TV. So I have to bind him in the TV by change with the remote. You know, some of you don't know you can bind the devil with your remote. Like there, it's where he is presenting himself to you every day in one form or another. Somebody comes, deceives you here, the other one comes. Another one comes, deceives. I remember I said this about somebody. He comes in the form of a man who wants to marry you, and he's straight from hell. And he's going to mess up all your life, and sometimes he might even be born again, but from hell. How is that possible? By the way, that's the truth. Yeah. But he has come to mess you up. You know the devil uses also children of God. You know that. Eh? Yeah, you've learned that. So sometimes he has come with not... Now you have to be discerning to know where is this one coming from. Because he's here. Now we can bind him by choosing what your children watch. You can bind him by, you know, with your remote. You devil, I bind you. Huh? Then you go to another, bind you. With the remote, until you find, because he's actually feeding his words into your life, and they are powerful. Now you might think they are not, but they are. They eventually, over a course of time, have you seen the way these people who believe those things, the things they talk about? You see, they are completely dispatched from us, and you say, how can somebody even ever believe that? But they have been listening to the broadcast of hell. So now he's here, and you find him. You might even walk out of here and you find him. But for you think you're going to find him with horns. No, he might be in a suit like me. And he's the devil. Okay, somebody said by the devil. You understand? Eh? Like, it is... And if you are not discerning, this one will take you. Because you have to be discerning. And you have to know everything comes from one way, either here or the other way. So anyhow, I think it's this. You overcome by the word. No, we have to speak words that... knowing that they have power. Praise the Lord. Start with your own life. I am not going to be this. I cannot be this. I cannot struggle. I cannot what? I do not retrogress. I only move forward. My life goes forward only. My what? You know, just say it. Some of you started. You know, I told somebody. Somebody said, I've been saying positive words for 1 week and nothing has happened. I told him, you've been saying negative words for 10 years. So you still have a lot of debt. It's like putting money on an account. Jebabanja. You know these people, eh? That take a Airtel because MTN bamanja. So now, keep on talking. Your debt is reducing. Eh? Every time you speak a positive word, your what? Your debt is reducing. Your debt is... Just keep on saying it. Saying it. Let it be a lifestyle. Say it, say it, say it. They overcame him by the blood of the word. By the blood of the lamb and by the word of their testimony. Their word. The word they speak. The word they speak. So, forever, O Lord... I'll end with this. In Psalms 119, verse 89, it says, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Praise the Lord. Verse 89. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled where? In heaven. So, in other words, in heaven, there is no argument about whether the church is on top or under. Amen? There is no argument about whether you're prosperous or broke. There it is settled. You're blessed, you're prosperous. You understand? Eh? The question is it settled in your heart? Is it settled in your lips? Glory to God. There it is settled. The fact that you're on top, you're prosperous, you're what? All these wonderful things. Settled, settled, settled. There is no debate there. The debate is here in your heart. So it's time for you to end the debate in your heart by making sure that we... And I'm talking not necessarily even about the small. I'm talking about the big things that are happening. Do not let the words of those people change your word. They might have big platforms where they are being shown on all televisions. But what matters is you have the platform of the Spirit and your word is broadcast across the spirit realm from where they get their power. You understand? So you're not going to have the platform of a president yet. Amen? But you have a platform that is bigger than his if your words are from God. And you speak something. He says something about the country, you say another one. And then you stand up and say, no, our country is going in this direction. Forget about what the other man says. Who are you to say it? A child of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And it is broadcast in that place. And then you see empires tumbling there. That's how these people, the word of God grew and prevailed. Praise the Lord. Somebody says, when I have a big pulpit, then I will stand up. No, you don't need a big... You have a big pulpit of spirits. Both of God and of the kingdom of darkness. Speak the word of God and it reverberates in that realm. And that's where everything comes from. You just speak the word and say, no, I decree this is like this. Praise the Lord. You know, okay. I said I was going to end with the other one, eh? Let me give you another one. Anyhow, I remember there was a guy who was what? I remember I read this story way back. And this gentleman said that he was praying for... It was a lady, actually. She was believing God for healing. Eh? Believing God for healing and confessing scripture and what, and believing God for healing, and nothing is happening. Eh? Nothing actually seemed to be getting worse. Nothing is happening. Now... At some stage, she's about to give up. Just on the brink of giving up. Then she sleeps and has a dream. And in the dream, the devil is coming there like he's really fighting. By the way, let me tell you, when you stand to believe God for something, you will see how the devil fights. Like, the devil is there telling her things. And every time she would say the word of God, she said she actually saw a sword come and pierce the devil. Then he runs away. Then he comes back. Then she pierces him. Then she saw when she was about to give up, the devil was also about to give up. Now, so you see when the scripture says word of the spirit is the word of God, it's actually a sword. Now she was speaking the word, I am healed by his stripes, I'm healed. Now you think you're just saying more word. No, that word comes with the power of the person who wrote it. So she kept on saying it. And then, like, she's about to give up. Then God shows her, no, you're actually on the brink of victory because those words have power. Praise the Lord. Now, the words that we speak in that realm, to that realm, have power. And we should never stop speaking them to that realm. That's actually the biggest platform because it's full of the witnesses, the cloud of witnesses. They are all there. All the saints who died, all the spirits, all the angels, everybody. You have a whole katuti. of billions and billions of people. So you speak, no. This is not going to be like this. I am like this. I am an overcomer. Praise the Lord. I am a what? Yeah, I will not be defeated. I am an overcomer. And then, like the devil tries to make you, I am an overcomer. And you're actually broadcasting. And the next thing you know, the kingdom of darkness folds. Because your words, collectively, even singularly, have had such an impact. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. So, you know, because of time, sometimes the only thing we have to, but we've listened to the word. So now just speak something positive about yourself. Eh? Starting with overcome. Speak words into your life. Speak them. You can whisper, but make sure they come out of you. Don't speak them in your heart. Because they are effective when they come out of your lips. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am an overcomer. I am the head and not the tail. I am at the top. The kingdom of God reigns supreme in my country, in my surrounding, in the name of Jesus. The ways of God prevail. The kingdom of God prevails because we declare by his word that this nation belongs to the Lord, and the will of the Lord will come to pass. And you deliver us, O Father, from the desire of our enemies, and you bring us into your will. And your will is prosperity, your will is blessing, your will is uplifting. In the name of Jesus, peace upon myself, upon my children. And I decree that my children will stand out. I'm telling you this so that you can decree them over your children as well. My children will stand out. My children will be blessed. They will stand and serve the Lord. And they shall be distinguished in their generation. In the name of Jesus. They shall not be ordinary. They shall be distinguished in their generation. In the name of Jesus. Because I am blessed. And we are blessed. And we are blessed. Somebody say, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Say, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Everybody say, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Say, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Say, I am rich.
I am rich.
Say, I lack nothing.
I lack nothing.
Say, I am an overcomer.
I am an overcomer.
Say it again.
I am an overcomer.
Say it again.
I am an overcomer.
And again.
I am an overcomer.
Now go and say it again.
I am an overcomer.
Keep on saying until I finish drinking water.
I am an overcomer.
Keep on saying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get your offering and let me pray for it and leave. Bless your name, Father. We thank you for today. We thank you for each and every person here. I thank you, Father, because we speak. We are the ones who broadcast your word. The Lord issued the word, and great is the company of those who publish it. And we are that company, and we are a great people because we publish your word, Father. Now, in the name of Jesus, I pray for an uplifting. I pray for a financial blessing upon each and every person in this place. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for jobs. I thank you for openings. I thank you for promotions. And thank you for everything, Father, that you're doing in our midst. In our midst, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Bow before your throne.
That was The Watchman. Join us at our Friday fellowship, 5:30 p.m. at Plot 9 Kulubia Road, Bugolobi. To connect to the anointing upon The Watchman, you can give through the ministry mobile money lines, that is +256 780 292 555 or +256 755 292 555. Follow us on our Facebook page, The Watchman, on Twitter at UG Watchman, Instagram at @the_UG Watchman, and on YouTube, Ugandan Watchman, or send us an email to info@ugwatchman.com. For more information on previous messages, on how to give, resources and more, visit our website at ugwatchman.com. The Watchman, the King, is coming.